أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا صدق الله العظيم. Auf ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son Salim was captured by the enemies. This brought about a great amount of grief to him and his wife, his family. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explained the situation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that he should read in abundance La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and also have taqwa, fear Allah, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the path and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease. The sahabi began to do and follow the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continuously they read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And on the other side, the son found an opportunity to escape from the enemy. Not only did he escape alone, but in some narrations he had taken with him a flock of the goats, and in one narration a herd of the camels. And he brought it and he came to Madina Munawwara, and he placed it in the presence of his father. And obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created ease, Allah had created a way out. In response to this incident, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this portion of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has piety, يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for him a way out. Whatever his difficulties be, whatever his situation be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deliver that person from that difficulty, from that affliction, from that situation. Secondly, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, that this person, the concern was the son would have been concerned about himself, but not only did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala create a way out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him his rozi, his sustenance also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his provisions, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, from such avenues from whence he does not reckon, he does not realize, he does not think about it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open such avenues for that person. Allah will open such paths for that person. So on the one hand, the ayah is very, very clear that the important aspect that we should bring about in our lives is the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should engage in the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the means. Sustenance is in the hands of Allah. Sometimes we feel that sustenance comes to us only through the mode that we have opted for, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not restricted to grant us our sustenance via our own professions or our own businesses or trade or whatever means that we have adopted for that sustenance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not limited, Allah is not restricted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give our rozi, our sustenance, from whichever avenue Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and whoever places his tawakkul, whoever places his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَزْبُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. One very important aspect that we should understand and realize, that Our duty and responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be obedient to Allah in whatever the circumstances be, whatever the conditions be. We should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should also realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already preordained for us whatever is going to come to us insofar as our sustenance is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already chalked our lives out. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so desired, that will definitely happen. So for us, we should place our tawakkul, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, it doesn't mean that we should leave the means of our income, or we should not opt for the worldly means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Whatever the means be, whatever the avenues be, we should pursue it and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha balighu amri. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accomplishes his tasks. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to do, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accomplishes it. It is going to happen. That is the very, very important aspect. Today our grief, today our stress, today our depression is that we have this thought, sometimes it may be subconscious, that we are the architects of our own lives, we are responsible for our own lives, so we want to take more responsibility than we are supposed to. And the responsibility that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken, sometimes we become oblivious of that. And that creates a tremendous amount of pain, emotional pain for a person. That is the reason why we go through depression. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that place your tawakkul, place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for everything its exact measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for everything its exact measure. The amount of raindrops that are going to come on this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined that. The speed of the wind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined that. The speed of this earth in its revolution, in its revolving, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has determined everything. The number of grains of sand on this earth, the number of foams on the ocean, the number of waves that will take place, how high, how low, all of that has been already determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is going to happen that way. And similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has determined for us our sustenance, our gain, our profit, our loss, all of it has been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the simple message of this ayat is two aspects we bring into our lives. One is that of taqwa and the other is of tawakkul, and leave everything else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.